Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay. My mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GetKeon.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, and welcome to 2022. It's Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. And how's everybody doing? It's been a little while just before the holidays that I last dropped an episode, and I've been thinking about you guys, wondering how my community is doing. Are you hanging in there? I certainly am. And you know, when I was pondering what to talk about today, I knew it needed to be something that creates simplicity for us. And this is a really important factor, I think, because we're now going into the third year of this global event, the P word that I'm going to try not to use. You know, and I just think that solving complex hormonal problems at this point is not what's going to serve us best. And who knows when that'll change? I just think that after so much of the stressful events, you know, we've lost our resilience a little bit. And, you know, many are still restricted across the globe. Some are fully open. Some of us are still playing the P word. And, you know, the more I can give you information that will help you increase your resilience and consider what health means to you, I think is the best use of our time together. So let's see what we can come up with. Okay, before I get too far into it here, let's take a pause to hear about today's sponsor. Let me tell you about Athletic Greens. Eating well and taking all the recommended supplements can be just another task for the to-do list. Even if we do our best with eating a healthy diet, many of us could benefit from a nutritional boost. Athletic Greens is an excellent way to get those nutrients in an easy-to-take form. One tasty scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients like medicinal mushrooms, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogenic herbs for adrenal health, and more. The Greens Superfood Blend helps to fill the nutritional gaps in our diet and tastes good too. We have been taking it daily in our house for a few months now, and we love the convenience of the high-vibe nutrition it gives. As a physician, I love that it has clean-sourced ingredients to help with gut health, immunity, brain health, and cellular function in one easy step. It has replaced many other supplements in that one scoop in our house. Athletic Greens is offering my community a one-year supply of liquid vitamin D and 5 travel packs with your first purchase for free. Visit athleticgreens.com/FionaLovely to take advantage of this offer. Okay, episode 79. I'm calling this Back to Basics because I really want us to have a discussion about what is the definition or what makes for health. And I find that this has been wholly absent from the conversation in the last couple of years. It's not just about certain medical interventions, but how can you yourself stay well no matter what? What is health for you? How do you get healthy? And what about our mental health? So today we're going to talk about the elements of health and resilience. Now, health, as defined by the WHO, is, quote, a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So, I love that this definition covers physical, mental, and social well-being because, you know, in my lifetime, we've seen mental health not be honored the way it could be. And we have seen social health not honored the way it could be. And, you know, these are incredibly important things to consider when you're looking at the holistic version of what health is. So really, in order to get to basic health, we must recognize what moves us away from it. And I'm going to talk about stress because it is sort of the common factor in the human experience right now, is the presence of stress. And in the presence of stress, which frankly, raise your hand if you don't have stress. And if you are one of the people raising your hands right now, I want you to consider whether you're so used to stress that you no longer react to it. It's become like the itch on your arm that you ignored long enough that it no longer feels itchy anymore. Okay, that's true for a lot of us, especially women. We are incredibly adaptable, and we can start to ignore what that means, what stress does to our body. So just check in with yourself and make sure that's not you. So in the presence of stress, emotions are high. And when emotions are high, we are in survival. We are in a part of the brain called the limbic brain, which is a very basic and old part of the brain that is purely about survival and instinct. So we are in fear, we are individual protection, and emotional regulation is critical to health when we start to recognize, you know, how it is we can manage this survival mode. And please understand that there are many factors in our society that benefit from you being in a fear-based operation system, okay? So you can decide what that means for you. I'm here to say it's to the benefit of me and my community and women and humans across the planet if I can teach women to be outside of that fear-based phenomenon, okay? So that's where I'm coming from today. So emotional regulation, how do you do that? Well, first thing you need to acknowledge is that nothing has meaning except the meaning we give it. So I'm going to say that again. Nothing has meaning except the meaning we give it. This is a really, really important thing to remember, because we've got these enormous frontal lobes, the brain that's part of the brain that's right behind the forehead, and its job is the higher intellect, the higher thinking. But man, it can get a little out of control sometimes. And you know what I'm talking about. You're that thinking piece that can just start to become a toilet bowl and then you can't stop it. So we have these enormous brains that allow us to think lots of big things. But because of the nature of our psychology, we can use it to think negative things. So again, I want to say nothing has meaning except the meaning you give it. Remember that when you feel like you're in the downward spiral. Be really careful about your sources of input. I've talked about this before on the podcast, and I'd like to share a quote. I think it came from BJ Palmer, who was the son of the founder of chiropractic. And he said, "Be mindful of who you rent the upstairs to." And I think that's a really important thing to think about. Be mindful of who you rent the upstairs to. So even if your spouse has the TV on in the background, or somebody in the family is listening to a podcast out loud that doesn't feel good, that doesn't, you know, that has a bunch of negative emotions that come along with it, then leave the room. You have absolute permission to leave the room. I'm talking about news and social media, and some friends are even negative sources of input. Be really mindful about your input. So one of the other things you can do for emotional regulation is something I call neuroregulation. And these are things that you can do in the moment if you feel yourself anxious or spiraling or negative or can't get rid of the crappy thoughts that are full of shitty info, right? So if you're having shinfo thoughts, you know that is not our natural state. That's a pretty good sign that something's off. So here's three things that you can do in that moment. So gargling or singing or humming interrupts the pattern by engaging the muscles, but also stimulating the vagus nerve to gate that response, okay? Now, when you sing or hum, you want to do it loudly, okay? I tend to do this in the car, turn on my tunes and just let her fly. Sorry, if you're sitting next to me at the traffic light, it's going to be really funny. And I'm hoping you can't hear me. And in terms of gargling, just really push from the diaphragm, like push up from your belly so that it feels very musical when you're gargling a mouthful of water. Safety breathing. This is my absolute all-time favorite of the neuroregulation techniques that I share with my patients. And it goes like this. Exhale longer than you inhale. So this is for mindful breathing. Let's say you're stopped at a traffic light. You've got a few moments. You're by yourself. You want to take 3 deep breaths. You're going to inhale through the nose for 4. You're going to exhale out through the mouth for 8. Or maybe you're going to inhale for 5 and exhale for 10. It's different for everybody. So whatever feels comfortable to you, the numbers don't matter so much as that you exhale longer than you inhale. What that does is it triggers safety to the brain. And when you are in safety, you're no longer in survival. Okay, you get to choose fear or love. This is love. This is not fear. And I, for one, am done with fear. I mean, my God, if I'm about to get run over by a bus, please introduce some fear. But for the most part, if I'm just minding my own business and I'm safe, then bring on the love. The final neuroregulation piece I'm going to share with you is you can stroke your arms, okay? So that would be like a slow sort of brush your hands down your arms, better if it's skin on skin, and you can go right from the shoulder, slow all the way down to the wrist, nice and slow around the arm itself. Those things, again, that kind of soft and gentle touch, it's like a caress, like you would do with a child that was frightened. It's very much like that. It's a very soothing to the nervous system, and it helps to move you away from that survival mode. So when we're in a better mental state, we can reach for higher function. This is what makes us human beings. It's intelligence. It is critical thinking. It's connection and community, because you actually cannot connect with another person properly if you were in a survival state. So just think about that. Isn't that crazy? Like, think about people's relationships and how many of us have engaged in relationships where the whole entire operation was in a survival space. That's a big topic, far past the purview of this particular podcast, but something to think about. But anyways, these functions, these higher functions, are part of the frontal lobe or the prefrontal cortex. From here, we can choose some really basic health behaviors that are hard to reach for when we're busy in survival mode, okay? So basic health behaviors, make sure you're getting rest. I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about rest away from certainly anything stressful, away from work, away from people. Maybe you're crafting, or maybe you're building a car, or flower arranging, or reading a book, or writing a book. Make sure you're doing something restful that feels good for you. Now, movement is a really important part of regulating the human being. And I am a big fan of, it does not need to be anything fancier than walking, seriously. It really doesn't. And it's even better if you can expose yourself to nature while you're out for your walk. Because nature balances us. It reminds us of, again, that love mode, that parasympathetic mode, the rest place. And when we're in, again, those good critical thinking places, we're able to make good decisions about the food that we eat. I'm going to encourage you to choose nourishing food rather than junk food. I'm going to talk about that a little bit here in a minute. Other basic health behaviors, drinking 2+ liters of water a day. Connection with other people, community, which really encourages intimacy and pleasure. And if you've listened to the podcast before today, you know I'm a huge fan of the deliberate pursuit of pleasure for women. This is a really, really important part of how we neuroregulate is through pleasure. And, you know, our society's done a number to women based on how we perceive pleasure. So, again, It's that shinfo thing. How much of what we actually think is true is just shitty info we were fed as kids? And, you know, it's been perpetuated by our education, our religion, our family structures, our communities. I mean, that's rampant across the planet. Anyways, I actually think intimacy and the deliberate pursuit of pleasure is the best reason to neuroregulate, because you can't do either of those things properly without being in a love state. And finally, the basic health behavior that is probably the most effective is better sleep. Go to bed sooner than you normally do. Don't eat so late. Make sure your bedroom is nice and dark and quiet. And there's a number of things. I've recorded a few podcasts on sleep, and please refer to them now if you are someone that struggles here. But better sleep is a really, really important part of staying well. So we've been acting as a society from the circumstances of the worldwide situation, but we have the choice to operate from our desires instead. So rather than looking at the reality around us and letting that dictate our emotions, we can say, let me see in my mind's eye first what I want to see in the world. Part of that is engaging the default mode network, which I've talked about here before. That's the part of the brain that allows us to really settle and calm and soothe. And we need to daydream in order for that. And a coach of mine recently said that fantasy is a function of higher intelligence. Meaning people who have higher intelligence have the ability to dream and daydream and create a detailed fantasy about what they want to see in the world. The brain has the power to do that. So don't dismiss that too much as woo-woo science or some such thing. There's some real validity there. Next thing is, just put your stress down. Like an old worn backpack you've been carrying for 40 years, boo, just drop it. If carrying stress made us better people, the world would be a better place, because we've all done it so, so much. And this year, 2022, really calls for kindness to self first, so that we can reach out to others in kindness. And it requires us to be the gentle, to have a gentleness about us, the feminine way. This is how the feminine is rising. And it's really important to pay attention to this. Next, I want you to prescribe yourself rest and nourishing food and gentle activity and an early bedtime and social time with beloveds, and allow yourself to daydream. The next I want to suggest is that you take a lens on your behaviors and become aware of what activities you do that are self-soothing versus self-care. Self-soothing behaviors would be having a glass of wine every night, drinking on a regular basis, eating junk foods to comfort. Now look, these things every now and then are not going to kill you. It's the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the time, do what you're supposed to do. It means that the 20% of the time that you don't, it doesn't matter all that much, okay? Whereas self-care would be, again, quiet time, choosing meals that are nourishing for us first. I like to say, let's plan the meal around the vegetables we have instead of the meat we have. That doesn't mean not eat meat. I'm not saying that. If that's what your thing is, that's fine. And I certainly do. But think about how we can consume the plants first and then have the meat as the accompaniment, because I think that's a gentler way to the world too, and a gentler way to our bodies. Drink your water first and quiet time. Those are things that are all great self-care. They're not soothing care, they're self-care. And those are necessary for our resilience. And finally, I just want to say to you, our greatest power is our ability to choose. Our ability to choose in any moment how we react, whether we engage or not, or whether we're going to walk away. Okay? Where do you need to make a different choice in your life? I give you permission to make a different choice. Choose kindness rather than punishment. This is how the feminine rises. Okay, I just want to thank you for listening. I love the topic of becoming aware of what's going on in your world and becoming aware of our reaction to it rather than just reacting automatically and going, you know, where did that come from? So hopefully you learned some things here that were helpful. And if you're ever unsure, just go back to basics. Think about the stuff your grandparents or great-grandparents did. They ate well. They went to sleep when the sun went down. They drank lots of water. They got lots of outdoor activities, gardening or farmers. I come from farm stock, so my grandparents were always outside, either in the garden or on the farm. And think about that. That'll take you back to what matters most. And I'm always so grateful that you've taken the time to listen to me. If you want to have more material from the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, please check out our Patreon page, which is Patreon, patreon.com/Dr. Fiona Lovely, one word. And I am regularly posting various bits of content there for you for supporting me in the podcast, so I can continue to bring you this great information, which I love, and it's hopefully helpful. You can find us on Instagram, Dr. Fiona Lovely, one word, and on Facebook at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. I'll see you there. Take good care. Until next time, be well. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids, from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Key on Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Key on Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Key on Aminos, please visit getkeyon.com/lovely, where Keyon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeyon, GetKeyon.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keyon Aminos. Thanks, Keyon.